This is Ozarks at Large. The unexpected in Fort Smith this month is getting bigger. And that's saying something for a festival that has unveiled some of the largest murals in the state in previous years. There will still be art associated with the unexpected, but music this year as well. The Outlier series will bring music to the unexpected on October 26th and 27th at several different Fort Smith venues. 28 shows over those 2 days, in fact. Two of those 28 performances will be from the band The Outliers. The Outliers are Ezra Eidlett, Keith Grimwood, Mike Sumler, and J.T. Huff. They'll play at Harry's downtown Friday the 26th and the Legendary Roosters on Saturday the 27th. Keith, Ezra, Mike, and J.T. recently came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to play for us, and they started that session with this song, Automatic.
Two, three, four. The band at the St. Elmore just showed up for work. The place on fire, got it straight from the clerk. A tenor sax is burning, people pass out from the heat. Unidentified flying notes are heard above the street. But meanwhile in a Buick on the other side of town sits a party of one with the windows rolled down. Lost in the fog and can't find a light. The radio's wailing out into the night. The automatic, democratic, chromatic acrobatics of the blues. The man with the harp is telling the news. A harmonic hurricane and a gone pair of shoes. And catch him down on Vine Street from 4 until late. You don't mind telling it till it thinks you got it straight. But meanwhile, across town in a cold water flat, a man sits in the kitchen in a pork pie hat, plays his horn to the walls, there's no one else around. His eyes light up, it's the only sound in town. It's the automatic, democratic, chromatic acrobatics of the blues. Some people sing it and some people shout it. Some sit on TV and talk about it. Sometimes it's so sweet and sometimes it stings. But it's always more than all of these things. Chairs and these tables met before I was born. The curtain on the stage is all beat and torn. Looks like hell in the daylight, but it's heaven at night. The sound in the air that makes it all right. In a bar full of strangers on 11th and Grand, quietly drink to the death of their plans. Times are tough now, but they won't be always. Things start looking better when the jukebox plays the automatic, democratic, chromatic acrobatics of the blues. The automatic, democratic, chromatic acrobatics of the blues.
That's Mike Sumler singing and playing the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway Piano in the Furman Garner Performance Studio. With him, the other members of The Outliers, J.T. Huff on guitar, Ezra Eidlett on percussion, Keith Grimwood on bass. They'll play together twice the last weekend of October as the Unexpected Outlier Series in Fort Smith. Though this band is a new creation, it turns out Keith and Ezra, also known as Trout Fishing in America, have been big fans of Mike Sumler for some time, and they all actually lived within a few blocks of each other years ago in Houston. J.T. Huff actually recorded with Mike years ago. When they were playing in our studio last week, they couldn't stop smiling, and I asked them if they considered their ease of playing together simply the result of hard work or a gift.
I think that's a gift. I honestly do. We came about this sort of haphazardly. JT and Mike were jamming for a while at JT's man cave at his warehouse, and they'd have other people sit in, and JT kind of bugged me for a little bit, why don't you come play some cajon with us? And I thought, well, I'll come do that. I'd love to do that. Eventually, finally got with him. I loved it, and I thought, man, Keith really needs to hear this. This is pretty awesome. And Keith came, and it really clicked with the addition of Keith. We had known Mike. Keith and I had known Mike in Houston sort of as a reclusive piano player that lived about three or four blocks from where I lived. And Mike's never been real loquacious. He's always been sort of quiet. But I knew it, and I heard he had a demo tape. He recorded at the same studio that Keith and I recorded at in Houston called Heights Sound Studios. And the guy that did the recording just handed me this cassette one day. He said, man, you got to hear this guy. You got to. And it was Mike, and there was a little cassette album of a bunch of songs that just blew my mind. And it was a fan. We got to do a couple of shows together with Linda Lowe. We did Songwriters in the Round. And
yep.
So we're sort of all Mike Sumler fans, and fans of each other as well. I met JT as a sound man. Didn't realize what an amazing guitar player he is. And when we got together playing, it was just goosebumps listening to him play, especially with Mike's music, because he loves Mike's music and interprets it.
I love Mike's music. And I saw Mike in Eureka Springs back in 74?
No, 73 or 4,
Yeah, 74. I just moved down here from New York, and I went down to the Quiet Night in Eureka Springs, and there's this guy playing. The first night I was here, I saw the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. I was like, those guys are all right, you know. But anyway, a couple weeks later, I see Mike, and I go, that's the real thing.
Let's do I Love My Baby. Let me see.
Yeah, okay, sure. Let's do it.
Let's rock out.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. I Love My Baby.
This is a song, I believe Ezra and I wrote this song. Ezra and I wrote this song. We brought this in, but we wrote this for the Outlier.
My baby likes
Justin Bieber.
My baby likes
Kenny G.
My baby likes
Foo Foo Coffee.
My baby likes
a champagne. But that's okay. I love my baby. My baby likes talk radio.
My baby likes
thank you. romantic comedies.
My baby likes
modern art.
My baby likes
to do yoga.
And my baby likes
to crochet.
About I Love My Baby is that sounds like a song that could have been written by a 16-year-old, like, what's this true love about? I don't get it. Or a 96-year-old, like, looking back, I still don't get it.
Really? You'll never figure it out. That's exactly what the song is saying. You know, there's no way to define it.
I just
something else about the band is not only do we do Mike's stuff, which we all are true lovers of, but we write now, and so we're writing songs, and it's super exciting to be writing with these guys.
JT had a reggae progression, and I took it with me on the road with Trout. You know, I was listening, and I saw a picture in a motel room of a boy fishing, and a girl was watching him, and I just thought. And had a little boat, you know, right there. And he was sailing this boat, and he was just sitting right there. It was a beautiful picture. And so I started writing lyrics, and I thought about JT's reggae song. Then got with Ezra, we started working again, and we wrote the song. Then Trout recorded it.
That blew my mind. Because you guys, I played the thing for you, and the next morning you flipped me an email with the lyrics and everything. And I went, whoa!
We got one more.
One more.
Now let's try to do one right.
Which is this?
It is called Night. Night of Lust and Love. Now, I believe this is Mike Sumler by yourself, right?
Yes.
Mike wrote it, but the rest of us fixed it for him. So
yeah. That is true. Let's see. All right. Are we ready?
Yep. Anytime you are, you can.
Ask for power rods.
Okay.
Got it in my hands.
All right.
Got it, dude.
All right. Two.
Up in the evening at the end of the day, got no one to talk to, got nothing to say. Run down to the corner and try and catch a lift. Stand like a stiff through the second shift. 12:01 when the whistle blows. He's the same old story in a new suit of clothes. Runs like a madman out across the yard. Straight for the lights of Heights Boulevard into the night. Of the lost and lonely into the night. Of the lost and lonely. Old blue suit dying from the heat. Walking in the shadows on the dark side of the street. He just lost a bet. He bought the farm. He runs head on into two lovers walking arm in arm. Shuffle to the right man, step to the rear. The lovers shake their heads and the suit disappears into the night. Of the lost and lonely into the night. Of the lost and lonely. Rose walks home from the liquor store, puts down the groceries and triple bolts her door. She feels like a ghost, her life seems unreal. Halfway through a rerun of Let's Make a Deal. With her crackers and cheese and a news we gonna need. A sigh floats through the window on the evening breeze. Into the night. Of the lost and lonely. Into the night. Of the lost and lonely. Thank you. cop in the lobby keeps checking the time. The street's full of noise and silent partners in crime. Got a bad case of nerves and a worse case of blues. He taps out a little rhythm with his service shoe. Somebody broke the window, somebody rang a bell. Steps out from the lobby of the Tennyson Hotel into the night. Of the lost and lonely into the night. Of the lost and lonely into the night.
The song Night, as performed by the Outliers in the Furman Garner Performance Studio last week. The Outliers are J.T. Huff guitar, Mike Sumler piano, Keith Grimwood bass, and Ezra Eidlett percussion. They'll be part of the Unexpected Outlier series in Fort Smith later this month. They'll play at Harry's Downtown Friday night the 26th and at Rooster's Saturday night the 27th. Additionally, Keith and Ezra will perform as Trout Fishing in America early Saturday evening, the 27th, at 5 o'clock at La Huerta on Garrison. Times for all of the music that weekend can be found at unexpectedfs.com. The Unexpected itself begins on October 20th and runs through the 28th. Also part of the festival this year is an art panel that takes place Friday night, the 26th, at Ground Floor Pro Pack, and a talk from Thomas Frey, the futurist, Saturday, the 27th, that too, at Ground Floor Pro Pack. Details at unexpectedfs.com.